Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. We're going to get to AJ in a second. He's in a box in East Haven.
Yes.
I don't know if I can have your fader up on all this. This is going to be very difficult. We're going to bring in Pat Oates. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
All right. I can't do it.
It's tough.
We're gonna go back to AJ in a second. We just got to turn the music down right now. We'll get to why that's happening in a second. So how does Governor Lamont react to a transportation plan that doesn't include tolls? Now, about 50 times over the last couple of days, he says, hey, if anyone else has a plan with no tolls and the numbers make sense, bring it to me. Well, Len Fasano did. And, boy, it was shut down pretty quickly. Oh. Here's the governor's statement from yesterday. Lots of words don't really mean anything. And then at the bottom is the money shot here, the paragraph. Quote, while I appreciate Senator Fasano's proposal to partially fund much-needed transfer, taking money out of the rainy day fund is a risky proposition that requires serious evaluation. So I got a briefing of this plan, and it's pretty simple. So we have this rainy day fund.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tons of money in it. And it's making like 2%. And then over here we have this debt and we're paying 6% on it. So you move through. If this isn't a rainy day, what in your mind is rain?
It's okay. Pouring. It's pouring.
It's pouring.
Right now.
It's been pouring.
There's leaks in the roof. It's coming down.
What's the money for?
Come on.
Like this.
Come on.
Is a rainy day. Okay. So,
but to be fair, he did say it has to make sense, and sense to him, and he's stupid, so that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
It has to make sense.
I didn't think about that.
Yes.
It does not make sense to him because.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Doi da doi da doi.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding.
All right. Let's go to AJ now.
Hey.
Hours away from a world record being set in East Haven at 9:07 a.m., AJ will own the world record for simultaneous listens of Baby Shark.
Baby Shark.
When he walks out, it'll be 1,008 plays, all while living in a 4x8 box in the elements. No sleep.
Yep.
Outside of McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus in East Haven, it's all for the toy drive. You've had a lot of people come by, huh?
Yeah, a lot of people came by, especially it was like in spurts. During the overnight, it was interesting. I had like like 50 people all of a sudden show up, you know, in various states of intoxication. At one point, there was three dudes, looked like surfer dudes, showed up. And the one guy is taking a picture of me. And one guy who was with them looked kind of like Jesus, was jumping up and down. I mean, he was getting some serious height up and down, like a pogo stick. I'm like, I don't know what you're on, man.
Did Jesus jump?
He's just like,
did anyone else see this? Or just you?
I believe Pete saw it also.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
In between naps, Pete saw it.
Yeah, right. Pete was out cold.
I've been watching the pictures on Instagram. Pete's having a tough time. Pete's the one having a rough time. AJ's right. Having a vacation. He gets to watch Pete take naps all day.
He was resting the inside of his eyes.
Yeah, you have it pretty plush in that box.
He's like a mob boss in prison. They're just here to bring him food. Everyone's visiting, kissing the ring.
Oh, my God.
Boo-hoo. I mean, you're killing it right now.
Right.
Wait, you got a problem with this over here?
Yeah, you're in a box with heat. People are bringing you food.
Here's some gifts, AJ. Thank you for saying hello to me, AJ. Let me kiss the ring, AJ.
All right.
Here's a world record, AJ.
All right.
You come to me on the day of AJ in the box.
Is that supposed to be the Godfather?
Not really.
No. Okay.
Not the Godfather, but the sandwich. Yeah.
Oh.
This is when this play ends. This is his 882nd play
of
Baby Shark.
All right.
What was the record before?
Who knows?
Like Pat. Seven, right?
Definitely not this.
No, it was some mom heard it seven times, and you beat that a while ago.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's funny. Every parent says they can relate to this, but they listen for about a half a minute, and they're like, yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I get it. I get the song. I totally get it. I don't need any more.
I get it. For a while, I didn't get the song, but now I get it.
I've heard the song so much. I know the story of it. Well, the whole story.
What's the story?
Well, the story is you got a family of sharks. You got the kids. You got the mommy.
You got grandma.
Daddy, the grandpa and the grandma shark, and they all introduce themselves, and then they go hunting. And when they go hunting, they come across another fish family. That fish family gets away. That's why they have to run away, and then they get
away. The sharks were going to eat.
Oh, they're
eat the other fish, right?
This is a killing song.
Got away, okay. And then the fish celebrate that they didn't get eaten by the shark family. Yeah.
I think you just summarized the song. I don't think that's a story.
Shut up, Phil.
That's the story of the song.
Exactly.
Epic. Right.
It's their death march. It's what they sing when they go to kill. You're listening to that in a
187 times. What the hell you mentioned? Yeah.
I was expecting like a Marvel origin story. Was born because he was
their
influenced
fish.
By this person.
How much of a story could it have? Fish.
You've had 24 hours. Make one up.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So the story was being thrown out a window.
So the fish got away.
Yes, they did.
All right, and they lived happily ever after?
I'm assuming they weren't eaten, yeah.
Oh, all right. So this is a better kid's story than most stories. What's up,
Phil?
It is,
yeah.
Hold on there. Good morning.
Tim and Erica, good morning. I think 1 hour is a stretch, at least for me. I wouldn't want to listen to an hour of nonstop baby sharks. So the local radio personality we've been talking about is AJ from Chaz and AJ. He's been inside this glass box since 9 a.m. yesterday. He plans on leaving it until 9 a.m. today for a total of 24 hours. So we've been talking to him periodically, but right now he is busy with a radio show. He still has to fulfill all of his morning show duties, but he does have the essentials in here. So he does have some monsters. He has some coffee. He also has his
space
heater to keep them warm. And then there's also
right
a porta potty next door, so
AJ,
he can use
bang
the bathroom.
The box.
He also has some of his staff members just keeping him awake during this time. So the only rule he has to abide by is he can't fall asleep. And the reason
AJ, bang
for
on the box.
This madness
to
is to raise money
talk
for the annual holiday toy drive. Oh, you could talk right now. Okay, we're gonna try to talk to him right now.
We're gonna try.
How are you?
Hello. How are you holding up?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Can you chat with us for a little bit?
I can chat with you, yeah.
How have
the
last 20
for the smell
plus?
In there.
We're almost at the 24-hour mark. What has it been like?
What's
it been
gagging?
Like? Well, first of all, this song, listening to it over and over again, should never be done ever again. it should be a world record. It'll be 1,008 times I'll listen to it by the time 9 a.m. comes up. And then, of course, it's been just living on Monster Energy
he
drinks
won't even stand
and
up.
Eating.
He's sitting
really?
And so it's been weird. But
is
we have people coming
in
all throughout the day, all through the night, making donations.
She's making a sour face.
It's very fun.
Why, baby shark? Why would you want to torture yourself like this?
Okay, that started because what happened was we took bids on the air of, yeah, she's the box member now. We took bids on the air for people to nominate a song, and we got $1,500 towards a toy drive for baby shark.
And I know you're trying to reach 25,000.
I did 25,000 last year. I'm trying to break 25,000 this year.
Got
so hopefully,
it. So we still have a few more hours to go. We're going to be checking in with you throughout our
AJ,
morning
say,
show.
I'm itchy.
I think we're going to make
very
it, all
itchy.
Right?
Oh, yes.
I think so. We also have a link on our website as well if anyone's interested in making donations. And we still have a few more hours to go. So if anyone's interested
in
coming out here and saying hi, just come on in. We also see an orange bucket out there if you want to make some donations as well. So for now, we're live in East Haven. Lissette
himself.
Nunez, Fox,
no,
to join you.
Wow.
Mine never matter. AJ, stay strong.
Oh, my
AJ,
God.
Stay strong.
She's like a war reporter. It was amazing. There on the scenes, battling through all of it.
I was waiting to hear her go,
whoa. It's not bad anymore.
Okay.
It doesn't go away. You've just gotten
anymore.
Used to it.
It's
like,
yeah,
no, it
festers in there.
Yesterday on the show, before it was announced officially, Jimmy Coppola came on the show and announced this.
Happy to announce that KISS will be heading into the Xfinity Theater on the Saturday of Labor Day weekend, September 5. They are on their final tour, of course, and they considered their final tour to hit Connecticut again because they only played Mohegan Sun last time, and they haven't played outdoors, so they wanted to play outdoors. So we're lucky enough to get them twice in Connecticut.
This will be their very last show in Connecticut.
I would expect so.
I like that Jimmy just left it open. We're not sure because it's KISS. All right, so the pre-sale, the VIP experiences, special KISS Army fan pre-sales will go on Tuesday, November 19th.
Wow.
That's going to include KISS meet and greet experiences, et cetera, et cetera. So that's Tuesday.
Yeah, that's soon.
Wednesday, Kiss Army fan club pre-sales will begin. And then general public tickets will go on sale a week from today at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. All right, let's go to AJ, who's living the dream in a box, listening to Baby Shark.
We don't kind of dream this, but
2 hours, 4 minutes to go.
Yes. I got a bunch of, I guess they're Girl Scouts who are doing the Baby Shark dance in front of me. But the weird thing is what they're doing is different than what I'm hearing out of the speakers. And I've done it a couple of times to the point now where I know what part of the dance goes.
Oh, you're a Baby Shark expert now.
Well, not an expert, but you know,
you're what the Simon doing now, more towards Baby the Shark. End.
What we're playing is more towards the beginning. It's like a bad Japanese dubbing, you know, where you see the mouth doesn't
the old
move with the words.
Movie. It's like,
you know, because they're like there's like a time delay between what's playing out of the speaker and what they're doing.
It's almost like they're children trying to have fun.
Are they?
How dare they?
And you're judging them for their dance moves.
I mean, Drew's
where they've been
right
forced
now
to go see an old man in a box.
I don't
know if he's doing. And they have no idea what's happening. And they just want to go to
Drew's
school.
Drew's doing Facebook Live to get an idea of what he's doing right now.
Oh,
what
yeah, he's
doing
live on the Facebook page on WPLR.
Okay. Want to give us a rundown of what's happening? Because AJ doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, I'm just
well, I'm telling
there
you what's going on. I'm telling you that what's going on is they're doing the dance of the
here we go.
Shark dance.
Oh, they're shouting. I like that.
They should bang on the glass.
Their voices are. That is a verbal punch to the glass right there.
Yeah, there's probably half a dozen, maybe eight, nine. I can't tell by the framing of the video, but they are into it. They're stomping their feet. They're clapping their hands. So they're singing along to their own. They don't care about your track. They're making their own.
Right.
It's a dozen tone-deaf kids yelling at AJ in a parking lot. It's
perfect.
Fantastic.
I want to hear more of that.
State troopers are here.
That is a good
punch to the glass right there.
And any moment has to break the cuffs out.
Okay, here's the problem. We got to turn the radio station down there so we just hear the kids.
Pete,
take your blanket off, Pete. Get out there.
Pete, wake up, Pete. This is not a nightmare.
Perfect.
Yeah, you got to turn the radio station down.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, no. AJ's got to stop talking. Station's got to go down.
We can hear you say it
now. So it's going to go down any second.
Those kids are going strong.
Yeah.
I hope there's one kid lip syncing in the background. Like just that one kid doesn't care. It's like mouthing the words all the time.
AJ is desperately trying not to make eye contact with them.
Per the restraining order. That's why. Right. Oh, they're winding down.
Wow. Ashley, do we know what Girl Scout troop this is?
Well, I don't, but I just got a text from one of their mothers, Mary Beth. She has a daughter who's a Girl Scout. She's donating the $25 she won through the payroll right to the toy drive.
Oh, nice.
That's not really a donation. She just gave it back. That's nice, I guess.
Come on.
I think he hurt himself and said, maybe I need to soften that a little bit.
Here's this thing I found. You want this?
It's $25. So we thank you for that.
And screaming kids. Thanks.
AJ's just standing with his arms crossed, not looking at them.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
They're there for you, AJ. They're
he's about to crack.
He won't entertain them at all. He's not dancing with them. He's not looking at them.
So last night, a bunch of cheerleaders showed up, and he was dancing with them.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, the Seahawks cheerleaders from West Haven.
Wow.
Oh, I thought they were on the end.
No, they're just going.
They're just going.
They're looping.
Holy cow. AJ.
Yes.
Are they fading?
They were all singing. Yeah.
Are they in the box with you?
No, they're on the outside. Pete's got the microphone up by them.
So that one girl is clear.
Yeah, they're on the outside. They won't fit in here.
She's the Jennifer Hudson of the group. She's clear. She's in there. She's leading the vocals. She's the Devo, the Girl Scouts.
Doing this.
How do you feel right now?
Like throwing up?
Just open the box door. That'll chase them back. The smell will knock them back.
It doesn't smell in here.
It smells like Daddy when he's drinking. Boob?
The Fox 61 camera is loving the girls, by the way.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
And they're going hard. You should record this, and next year this should be what he listens to, not the song.
Right.
The girls doing the song.
You know what? I need, like, candy to throw out like a pinata. I'll throw it into the park and let the little go for it.
Offering candy to little kids doesn't work out well. Stay in the box.
Offer someone, going to throw it. Big
listen to how crazy they go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know how much of a headache I have right now?
Wow.
Yeah.
We needed a break. I actually have a headache right now.
You know, just think right now, AJ has been unable to do that.
Right.
Just
right.
One time.
There's right. No dim.
There's no dim. There's no turn off.
I thought he had it easy till this last 20 minutes. Yeah. You know what? Now it's been tough.
He's got 2 hours to go.
I hope those kids don't have to go to school today. I hope they do 2 hours straight of this.
Catch up, Bob.
Yeah, listen. You know, this is weird. There's 7 Girl Scouts. They're from West Haven. 60642, I think, is the number.
Okay.
And they were in a long time. They just broke up. But AJ's got the sun in his eyes. That's what's going on. So I don't think he's really not watching them.
He's got the sun in his eyes. Bob is running cover for them.
And for I'm a little upset because Kenny threw the ketchup packets on the ground in front of AJ after I gave him the sandwich earlier.
Yeah, Bob sees ketchup packages as part of his family.
Yeah.
Small children.
State trooper.
Is that a sign of disrespect? I gotta
be careful here what I say.
He put the ketchup next to my feet, and that means my family's going down. Is that what happened there? The sun was in his eyes. It wasn't his fault.
All right, hold on, Bob.
Oh, my God.
What happened with the cheerleaders, AJ?
The cheerleaders? Like, last night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Girl Scouts. Where are they?
The Girl Scouts, they were doing everything, and now Lizette from Fox 61 now has them all corralled. She has the power. She's talking to them right now.
Good. She saved you.
Yeah, she did. Thank you.
It's like a bug light came on.
Exactly, AJ promised her a monster.
All the moms directed the kids, go, camera, trust fund, no, you scholarship, go. Right now, moms are thinking, I don't have to pay for college anymore. My kid's going to be a star. Yeah, they're all surrounding the cameraman and Lizette from Fox 61.
That song is relentless.
Stop. My head hurts. I literally have a headache.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't sound like a lot. Even though you guys said 1,008, I'm like, whatever, it's a song. That's torture. That is real torture. That's worse than water torture. That's the worst thing.
2 hours to go.
Wow.
2 hours.
I did not think he'd make it this far.
Well, where was he going to go?
I'm just saying.
I thought he would leave.
I thought
he would never leave. He would never. He loves attention. He couldn't leave the box.
Yeah, but 11 p.m. People Pat, are talking how much about attention AJ is he likes getting? It
a lot. We're talking about him the whole time. Swipe is here.
There's been more pictures of him on social media than ever before.
That's true.
He's on the news. He's mad that children took his spotlight.
Is that what happened, AJ?
I don't know. I can't hear Pat.
Next year, I'm in the box with you for 24 hours. We'll do it.
What's that, Phil?
You know what the difference is from this year from last year is we had a live overnight person this year. Last year, he was just on his own. So, like, when the night person left at midnight, I think it was Ryan last year, there was nobody for 5 hours until we came in. He was completely on his own. And this year, we had somebody here live with him.
Right.
That might have helped him get through. I was shocked he made it past 11 p.m. Like, I figured when it started to thin out, like, I would have bailed on that.
Hey, how come I'm not...
You would have bailed on the kids?
Okay, here's what happened last year. Last year, we had someone babysitting the overnight. I was doing cut-ins during the overnight. They just weren't in a speaking role. They were just recording me during the overnight. So last year, there was someone on the overnight. I was doing cut-ins.
Okay.
So there goes Phil's theory.
Okay.
Oh, he's getting mad.
I think that was
real. How Phil was saying it's been easier on you, and if we've taken care of you better, you're like, shut up, Phil.
Anything Phil says,
I know.
Mad.
I know.
That was the one nice thing Phil said.
It's true. I give him compliments, he immediately gets defensive.
You're like, this year at least it was a little bit easier on you, buddy. I can't believe you did it. Yeah. I could never do it. Shut up, Phil.
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
All the cheerleaders leaving now, so there goes your future dates.
Right? All right. Happy now?
I'm fine, yeah. I'm good now. Good. Yeah. The spotlight's back on me again.
Did you get your steak yet?
AJ's coming into the final moments of Living in a Box, listening to Baby Shark at McDermott Chevrolet Lexus in East Haven. Let's take Tony first. Tony in Bridgeport. Tony.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? You're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, next year, AJ, don't do it. Put one of those other jabronis in the box. All they do is pick on you and make you look like an idiot.
Yeah, AJ, you do a good enough job of that yourself. You don't need our help.
All right, thank you, Tony.
Who else would you put in the box? If you put Chaz in the box, it would be only 1 hour, and they'd donate all the money in the world. It wouldn't be 24 hours. It would be 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You'd have $8 million. No child would ever need a toy again.
Okay, let's say, hey, it's not about me here.
It's got to be AJ.
All right, so we came up with $1,000 thanks to the tribe. David Biller put another $1,000 on top of that. Biller and Associates, by the way, got to tell you, those guys are the best. If you have an insurance claim, they'll get you, I don't want to say more than what you should get, but the insurance company's not going to want to give you what you're supposed to get. So they read the policy, you get everything you're supposed to get. I think, and then some. All right, so thank you, David. Thank Swipe you. Is there right now.
Oh!
Yeah,
he made it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
You guys lucked out. I actually got here.
All right.
Yeah.
Is he in?
No, he's outside.
All
right. Well, Swipe's got to go in the box right now.
He doesn't have to go in here.
Yeah, he has to go in. The money's in.
That's what we sent him there for.
His last freaking moment.
Put Swipe on here. Swipe on the other mic?
Swipe on the other mic? No, right? He's just kind of, he's doing what he normally does. Stands with his hands in his pockets.
He's just holding a Red Bull going, where's Chaz? Right. Where's Chaz?
Chaz, you want a Red Bull?
He's being Swipe.
All right.
Chaz, can you hear me?
Yes. All right, Swipe, go ahead. Get in that box. Right.
You got it.
Get in the box and just be Swipe.
I don't know if you can figure out how to get in the box, man, to be honest with you. Quite honest with you.
You got to pick the door up a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
It's a little tricky.
You got to use the door for a Swipe. Just use the door.
You got to break the door.
Break the door.
If he breaks it, I'm going to laugh so hard.
If the box falls apart, AJ has to start over again at hour one.
He just collapsed under the box.
You know, it was a freaking agreement we had. I was going to do this whole damn thing. Now you're going to spoil the ending of the whole damn thing by having Swipe in here.
This is making it more interesting.
This is
me.
The season finale
now,
that we all wanted.
Shut up. He won't shut up.
I don't hear him.
The kid doesn't say two words over here, but now all of a sudden he won't shut up. Oh, well,
now he's
a
big
the
star.
Microphone?
Yeah, get that other microphone in there with him.
Monsters and Red Bull, donuts, pizza,
He's just narrating what he's seeing.
Yeah?
Freaking annoying. It's like a really bad nightmare, like a freaking roommate.
Oh, wow, thanks.
AJ, can you go Facebook Live with this? I want to watch every second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone has to go Facebook Live right now. And Swipe needs a microphone. I want to hear what Swipe's saying.
Yeah, we gave him a microphone. He's talking about, you know, how nice this room
is.
Well,
tell him to put the mic up to his mouth, not his ear.
Oh, we should have sent him with a megaphone. If he had a megaphone and Swipe could just be yelling at him the entire... Oh, that,
you got a heater in here? You got a whole bunch of, like... You got boots, you got...
It's going to get hotter in a second here.
Try putting the heater on, Swipe.
You're living the life, my friend.
Swipe, how's it smell in there? For real.
Dying in here, man.
Swipe, how does it smell?
I got I got 20 minutes to go in here. And it's going to be spent miserable.
It's going to be spent miserable.
The most miserable person we have. The most miserable intern we ever had in here. The kid never friggin' smiles. You know, and you send him in here. You're totally ruining, like, the last half hour that I had. I built up to him. It's freaking 9 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah, baby shark, like, what is this, cereal?
Nobody cares about friggin' cereal. Nobody cares about cereal. They can't see the cereal. They don't give a crap.
The only person who can out AJ AJ.
Like, what's this over here?
Well, the baby shark outfit.
All right, we have a new high bidder for the concert of your choice, an overnight stay at Mohegan Sun in 2020. Just came in over the phone. Anonymous in the truck has bid $2,000.
Oh, sweet.
Bidding on that closes at 9 o'clock, so another, like, 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a concert of your choice. Who knows what's going to Mohegan Sun? You never know what's going to be there in 2020, plus the overnight stay, and it's going to be Tom Cantone tickets, not just, you know, and there's not a bad seat at Mohegan Sun Arena, so we'll add that in.
Specifically designed that way.
Yeah, so if you're the one who did 1,800 and thought you had it, you better go 2,100 right now. You better call up.
That's Jerry.
Yeah, get in there, Jerry.
He really got in early. He was at 13, then he was beat at 15, and then he came in at 18. And now it's $2,000.
Yeah, I don't want to lose this.
Thank you, Anonymous, in the truck. AJ.
That's my root beer. Shut up.
I love this.
All right, so we collected $2,000 to put Swipe in the box with AJ for the final moments of this.
Yeah, my final moments of hell over here, you know? It was bad, but now you got this guy in here, and he won't shut the hell up.
He's like the Macaulay Culkin character in Uncle Buck.
He's like, just keeps asking questions. He's talking about the Gatorade and the root beer that I have.
Can you give me some?
No! Goof. You want some? Here, have some Monster Energy drink. Like, maybe it'll explode.
Sure. Don't give him more energy.
Yeah, no, I'm good. And then when you're done, drink and go find Pat.
I'll try.
Talk to Pat and then Phil.
I chased him away. It's fine.
Oh my God. Jesus. God. Shut up!
Really?
Yeah, no, shut up.
No, don't shut up, Swipe.
Swipe your job. You got to keep mad talking.
Did you eat cereal last night?
No, I didn't eat cereal. It was given to me this morning. Does it look open?
Oh.
Look open, genius? No, it does not.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you see any milk around here? No. Of course not. Why? Because there's no fresh right over there.
Why? Because you Red Bull.
Okay, so someone dropped off a box of cereal.
The air.
Right.
Yeah. The baby shark cereal.
And the box is closed. There's no milk. And Swipe said, did you have any? Okay.
Swipe's improv skills aren't the best.
I don't see anything.
You said Menza over here. High SAT score decided to stop by. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
By the way, I'm sitting here, you guys all slept in a nice warm.
It's so great watching this on Facebook Live. If you go to the WPLR Facebook page, they have it live in the box.
Ages,
oh, it is? So. I'm on WPLR. I've been watching this for the past like 6 minutes, and it is so much better watching them interact in person. First of all, you can tell AJ's annoyed because like his body temperature's up, so like he's just there in his jeans and his t-shirt.
Yeah.
And Swipe's got full jacket, hat, like he's like Mr. Cool.
If you're not watching now, you might miss AJ hit Swipe. You might want to watch.
Yeah.
There could be a beating in glass. It could happen right there.
A backhand shot from right here. I could easily. Like my dad's method. The bip right in the mush.
Just do it like hockey. Look, put it against the glass right there.
Swipe's dancing.
Shut up. We're talking. Jesus Christ.
He's dancing. I'm watching too.
What'd you guys give him? Speed? Would you give him Coke?
To everyone that donated to make this happen.
Get a coffee. Don't give him coffee anymore.
Does he have headphones on?
No, he does not have headphones on. They won't fit around his big freaking head.
He couldn't figure out how to put them on anyway. He had the hood on.
He'll think they're like nipple warmers.
Ah, nipple warmers.
Yes.
Never heard of those.
Are you going to repeat everything I freaking say now? What are you, a freaking minor bird? Jesus Christ. It was going to be nice. It was going to be, I'm going to end this thing, and I walk out, yada, yada, made a bunch of money, yada, yada, off to the sunset. No, I got to send Swipe in here. Yeah. Mr. Mouth.
Sorry about that.
Hello,
Mr.
Mouth.
Oh,
I got to turn that down.
Wow.
Wow, AJ's getting hammered now. So he's been up all night. He's been in this box. Baby Shark been playing. Now we throw in Swipe.
There's a mic stand in the box with them, and AJ is gripping it so tightly. He's going to bend it in half.
Well, I think he's going to use it to kill Swipe. I think his fantasy right now is to grab that and just make it stop.
It's like
make everything stop. Smash the speaker. Smash the Swipe. Yeah.
This is like when you were a kid and your parents didn't get any sleep and you just start being a little bit annoying, but they got extra mad. Like, I didn't get any sleep. What's going on? And we're getting that right now.
Yeah.
He's going to, right at 9:08, he's going to crash so hard from this yelling at Swipe.
Yeah.
You know what's great is now we can have Swipe drive him back.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes.
What's all this garbage here for? It's a garbage can. You know, the thing you probably don't empty at home.
Right.
$1,000 more, Swipe drives him back.
That's why, what?
Swipe drives you back for $1,000 more right now.
No.
People put the money in.
You still eat that steak and cheese?
I finished steak and cheese a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think he called it steak and cheese.
Did he listen to the show?
No.
I didn't. Yeah.
What's that, Ash?
Did Swipe listen to the... He was here, and he didn't listen to the show. He ate it hours ago.
Swipe's only listened to his own weather.
That was
it.
That was it.
What do you meatheads talking about now?
Who?
Us?
Oh, I'm making.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm making fun of Swipe.
Yeah, we were doing a show.
Case, oh, what did she say?
First of all, Swipe should be standing closer to you. Yeah. He should be standing within like an inch of you.
He should not be standing close to me because that's dangerous.
He put his arm out to block him.
Swipe should have his arms around you backwards like a ghost. He should be behind you holding you the entire
clothesline
time.
If he comes close, I'm going to clothesline
AJ, let him share the headphones with you so he can hear what we're saying.
No!
Yeah, put your heads together.
put this way
here. Siamese twins.
Stay over there.
Like the couple that sits next to each other on the airplane, you know? You share the earbuds.
All right, you know, AJ said,
goddamn thing around
McDermott Chevrolet Lexus.
Yeah, can you tell me, funny. I'm just wiping here.
In East Haven.
It is funny.
Coming into the final few minutes.
It's not funny, for Christ's
it's
sake.
It's amazing.
He's 14 minutes left.
He's not going to make it.
I don't think he's going to make it.
Nope.
Yeah. Been listening to Baby Shark all night. He's been up for 24 hours in a box outside, and Swipe is in the box with him right now.
Even 24 hours in the box. I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning before that, so I'm more like in the 30s right now.
Someone on the Facebook Live just said, "Look out, AJ's going to go Krakatoa."
Yeah, full tilt postal.
AJ's going to tell Swipe to be quiet so we can hear Baby Shark.
You know what?
I'm not going to be quiet.
Maybe I prefer to hear Baby Shark over Bonehead.
Really?
Yeah.
Bonehead
so
Shark.
You'd rather listen to Baby Shark.
Don't sing that.
There we go. We did it.
That's it. He's got to do that for the
Swipe,
next.
Keep singing it.
No.
11 minutes.
First of all, he probably doesn't know all the lyrics anyway.
That's okay. I think that's better.
He doesn't know the lyrics anyway.
Baby Shark.
I want the Swipe remix.
I'm a loser. That's what you did.
Just keep saying that.
Wow.
So dope.
Swear to God, man.
How'd you like that cereal?
Looking at me right now. You guys are witnesses, right? If he goes on the line.
AJ's mad
AJ's mad. A real hug.
$100.
A real hug.
All right, let's see.
Not just like a bro hug.
No, like a hold tight, like I miss you.
Like three Mississippis.
Yeah.
Three Mississippis.
AJ is 7 minutes away from breaking the world record for listening to Baby Shark simultaneously in a 24-hour period. He's been in this box 24 hours, no sleep, out in the cold, and now we added Swipe to the mix.
He's like so close to death right now. I'm so glad that Sergeant Mulhern is here from the East Haven Police Department because you're going to witness a murder. you are. I'm just going to confess
it's
right
Lieutenant,
now.
It's Lieutenant, right?
No, that's Sergeant, aren't you?
Oh, Mulhern's Sergeant.
Yeah. Mulhern, yeah.
Sergeant, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Sergeant Mulhern, yeah. And here comes with the handcuffs already. Good. Get the taser ready.
Ooh.
What's that?
Couple things, AJ. Phil, give me a five after warning gosh. So we have a 2-minute warning.
He's still talking, Chaz. He will not shut the hell up.
All right.
And he's dancing. I'm watching the Facebook Live. He's dancing and stuff. It's great.
Ken in West Haven made a donation if you hug Swipe.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
He doesn't want to do it, so.
Yeah, you know, I'm not hugging him.
I mean,
AJ, it's $100. Please do it.
$100 really isn't that big a deal.
It's only a couple of seconds.
How about $500?
No, I'm not.
A couple seconds.
I'm not touching that thing. I don't even shake hands with him.
Are you kidding?
AJ.
I say hello in the morning. I say hello.
AJ,
it's for the kids, AJ.
It's for the kids.
We took care of a lot of kids. You can't take care of every single kid.
Hey, AJ, we've had Ken on hold here for, you know, probably 10 minutes. Please just hug him.
He's probably wet.
You know, you're leaving me hanging here.
AJ, we're running out of time. There's a couple of things we still have to do. Just give him a hug, please.
All right, good. I'm hugging him. He's all freaking moist.
Oh, gross. So
he's all moist. Yeah.
Swipe sounded so excited for that hug.
I can't even feel my ear. It's inside my headphone.
It was your headphone. Something was wet. I don't know what the hell you wet, but there's something wet. There's something wet on your body. It got on my face.
Well,
I don't know what.
Oh, Jesus. That's disgusting.
All right,
probably
Ken,
saliva from my mouth, but, you know.
What are you running to? Your head out the window like a dog?
Where else would it be from?
You're driving your head out the window? I'm on a car ride.
All right, Ken, we have your number. Thank you for the donation.
Thank you, Ken.
You owe me a shower, Ken.
All right. Someone on the WPLR Facebook Live stream
Shark.
Mentioned
Grandpa
Emma.
Shark, doo 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 doo. Grandpa Shark, doo 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 doo. Grandma Shark, doo doo doo.
AJ, this is a big one.
Grandma Shark.
What?
This is for a $300 donation.
What about it?
Swipe has not stuck his fingers in your ear.
Oh. No, it ain't happening. No one.
No,
okay? Even women don't put their fingers in my ear.
Wet
okay?
Willie, get ready for it.
Yes. You know what? Oh, Wet Willie, I will kill him.
Even women.
I will kill him.
I did.
If he puts his finger in my ear, I will kill
him. It's for children, AJ.
I'm not kidding.
I did brush my teeth when
kidding.
I got here.
I'm not kidding. I will
here.
Kill him. No, no,
you're not
and
sticking your
no.
tongue in his ear.
Yeah.
Brush
AJ,
your teeth.
No.
AJ.
What?
Please.
Please
pretty
what?
Please.
No.
One finger, one
it
ear.
Is
we will
my
not,
ears.
AJ, for
it's
the rest
ear.
Of the year, we will not pick on you on the air.
Oh, BS.
I'm not signing
I want it
for
written
that,
down. But... I want an affidavit. I want it signed. I want it notarized.
Done. Done.
We got a notary in the building.
Done.
No, because then he does
done.
It. And then you
that's
guys
just
say,
for members of the show.
Right?
Done. Guarantee it.
It's up to you.
Guarantee
man.
It. For the rest of the year, no one picks on you.
No one?
Oh, this is such BS. You know what? I got it on tape. I got it on tape.
Yes, you do.
I got it on tape.
Yes.
You know, I need someone besides Phil to get it.
All right, not a problem.
Nope.
Just let me know when you guys are ready.
Yes. We're ready.
We're ready.
You're not licking your finger first.
Wet
you are not licking your finger first.
Wet
you are not licking your finger first. You are
wet
not. Not licking your finger first.
Lick you're it. Supposed okay. to.
Lick that finger.
You said finger. Not a wet willy.
Yes, it's a wet willy.
No, you guys made a wet
it's
willy.
It's a wet
swipe. Finger in my ear.
Okay, we're very close, AJ. This has to happen now.
All right, just freaking do it.
That was $300.
Wait. Give me a tissue. Give me a tissue.
Give you a tissue.
Take that one. No.
God damn it. Take one. Take one.
He's got AJ ear boogies on his fingers.
Oh. No, ear boogies. I got swipe spit in my ear.
Just wipe your finger off on his shirt. It's fine.
You guys just exchanged bodily
fluids. Yeah. Disinfect my.
You guys are married.
No, not for nothing, okay? But in the last few moments, I no dignity here.
Yes.
I agree.
No, you've been violated.
AJ, you went above and beyond what anyone would have done for the toy drive, and we thank you for that.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's November 15th, 2019, 9:06 a.m. Eastern Time, 1 minute away from AJ setting a world record. AJ will become the first person to listen to Baby Shark simultaneously for 24 hours. 1,008 total listens. We're about 30 seconds away now.
Just keep singing, Swipe.
He endured all of this in a 4x8 box. He's been awake the entire time. Will he have the energy to walk out of the box under his own power?
I'm going to use his body to bust the door down.
AJ, would you for an additional $1,000 stay in there for another hour?
What are you doing here? Did you fart? No.
I guess that's a no.
That's a no.
AJ, how do you feel?
God. How do I feel?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see. For the last 24 hours, I've had to endure. Let's see. It was cold, then it was hot. And then I had to shut up. I had people come over. I had to dance like a friggin' baby shark. I got.
Can I have a monster?
Shocked me so much. The friggin' the shock collar doesn't work anymore.
No, can I have a monster, please?
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. Okay? You know, there were times I had to sit here because I'm taking pictures. I had to pee really bad. I couldn't get to the bathroom. My kidneys almost exploded. So now I finally am getting the chance to get out of here. I got this 80.
Like, you guys
you
do not
it.
Understand.
Because you, swear to God, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. You know what? I'm getting the hell out of here. You want some words of wisdom? Get out of my freaking way.
AJ. AJ,
what?
AJ, any last words before you step out of the box?
Any last words? Yeah, last words is good luck next year. I ain't doing this crap no more.
All right. AJ, are you ready to step out of the box?
I'm born ready.
All right, let's do this. AJ, you have successfully completed your mission. It is 9:08.
And not only have you set a world record, but you raised a ton of money for the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive. Stop the music! Stop the music!
Stop it!
Stop the music! All right, AJ, leave that box.
He already did.
He already did?
He did!
Oh, wait!
Wait! You got to go back in.
He's maniacally laughing in the background.
It was 9:07, I checked.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be 9:08, he leaves. It you have to start over. You didn't do it right. Start over.
AJ, you got to start the whole thing over.
Get
now.
Back in.
It was 9:07. That's what Phil said yesterday.
Look at this.
He's 9:07. Look it up. Phil said it yesterday. I'm fat chickening you.
Whose voice is this?
Mark.
Who's Mark?
Yeah, don't tell me to look anything up, Mark.
How did you get a microphone?
Who's Mark?
It's Repo Mark.
How does he
Mark's
get a
the
microphone?
Guy, when you did you miss give... your payment, he comes by and gets your car.
Did you give him your mic?
AJ was in the box till 9:07. Everyone left at 9.
Yeah, Swipe was holding the microphone.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And then Swipe hands to Mark.
Okay. Well, this is what happens when you give a microphone to Swipe.
Can we have one professional?
Well, you
on
guys
site?
Brought him here.
Nice job, AJ. Putting the numbers together now. I'll have I don't want to do it wrong, right? Mm. And I'm not known for my math skills. So in the next break, I will have a number for you as to what AJ in a box raised for the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive. Yeah. I'm sweating now because I'm doing math. AJ. How are you?
I'm numb. I'm actually numb.
Can you have them turn the radio down?
Turn the radio down? Turn the radio down, please.
Yeah.
Here comes Pete.
It's weird not hearing the song now.
Right over.
I thought something was wrong with my headphones. The song's not playing.
Yeah, it's pleasant now.
Oh, my God. I forgot what silence feels like.
How do you feel?
I'm much better now the damn song is off.
Yeah. You're ready for that. What's that,
yes,
a Phil?
Oh,
what?
My God.
I'm watching the Chaz and AJ live feed, and they just had googly eyes on you on the video. There's some kind of filter on.
Yeah, in the translation, something happened when I handed over the Facebook live thing.
You just had googly eyes.
Yeah,
that's great.
I have a million screenshots
not
of AJ. Right.
Oh, I got to see this.
Phil's having the time of his life right now.
This is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and this is AJ's phone. AJ handed the phone over, so I don't know. Were you doing that to entertain yourself last night?
No, I didn't. Had no idea what was going on. He just at the last second said, go Facebook Live, Chaz and AJ with your phone. So I went to the thing, I hit post, I hit go live, and I handed it. That's all I did.
Oh, my God.
He just naturally has filters on all the time.
It's the greatest thing.
I didn't even know I had filters.
You're a wizard with a beard.
Yeah. It's amazing.
You can't find the flashlight, but you can make Gandalf face.
I have no flashlight on my phone.
But there's a filter to be a deer.
I didn't know it was on there either.
Oh, my God.
AJ's at McDermott Chevrolet Lexus in East Haven. Just walked out of that box. We stopped the music, and for 24 hours, boy, 1,008 listens to Baby Shark.
You did it, man.
It's amazing.
That is awesome. You did it.
Thank you.
How tired are you right now?
Very.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm tired, but I'm like my eyes are wide awake. My body feels tired.
Your eyes are wide awake.
Yeah, that proves how tired you are.
I drink a lot of caffeine. Like, I don't think
my toes are sleepy, but my eyes are wide awake. Good night, AJ. Good night, AJ.
My eyes are wide awake, but the rest of me, not so much. Yeah, totally. You earned it. Is Sean there to give you a ride?
Sean is right here. Yeah, he's eating food right now.
Before you go, AJ, the tribe wanted me to just say one thing for you.
Rest of me. Yes.
Okay.
You are here to give you a ride.
Sean
is right here.
Baby shark. That's my head on the microphone.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be hearing that song all weekend.
Yeah,
maybe
probably.
For the rest of your life.
Probably. I didn't say, well, that waiver we knew, that waiver we, as I signed wasn't worth anything, so. Q-Keefe said.
All right, why don't you do this? Get in the car with Sean, give us a call on the hotline, and so you could be on the phone when we announce the number, okay?
Okay, I got to grab my stuff and put it in my truck.
Hey, AJ, we gave you a hard time because
you know,
because you deserved it.
You do.
Because we love you.
You
did a great job.
Thank you.
All right, we just completed our AJ in a Box event, and we're pulling the numbers together.
Oh, there's a by his fake name calling in on Hot One.
Okay.
Love that.
All right, hold on 1 second. All right, AJ, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay. We're just doing the numbers here.
Okay.
All right. In 2018, for the toy drive, the AJ in a Box raised $25,000.
And $25,000, yeah.
This year, the online donations were $12,000.
Right.
Just under 12, but we're going to round it up to 12.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
The tribe going in, this includes the overnight stay at Mohegan Sun and the various different challenges and whatnots that we did, was $10,900. And then we add to that the on-site. Now, this is the money that people dropped off while they were there, the biller associate $1,000 check and whatnot. That came out to $10,000, so that's $32,900.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Wow, you broke the $25,000 mark.
Are you serious?
Yes, very serious. Thank
we,
you.
We made $32,000?
$32,000 raised.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me.
AJ
in
a Box.
Oh, my God.
And imagine what we could have done if Swipe came earlier. Imagine what we could have done. It could have been $40.
Oh, my God. That was almost worth the wet willy.
Next year, you and Phil, 24 hours in the box.
The $32,000 wet willy.
No, we'll take it some other way.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Thank you. So, thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, I really have to say the tribe, man, just always comes up big for us. And
they do, man. They totally do.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I, at 7:30 this morning, it didn't look great. So
no, it's just what he's saying. So I think I'm dead in the water here.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be under 25,000, and that still would have been great. But,
yes, it would have.
Everybody
and
came
like
together.
Like you said, anything.
We're awesome. That's it's amazing.
Yeah.
You did look like you were dour. You were doing all the math there, Chad. I was watching you. You looked down, and all of a sudden, everybody came through in the clutch.
Yeah.
They really did.
12,900, 10,900 tribe going in. That was 22,900. Then we had just under $10,000. So it might be like 31,000, but you know, it's
still
like $31,900. So
still
we're
going
to round that up to $32,000. AJ, it was worth every second for you, right?
It was definitely worth every second. It definitely was.
And it was worth the swipe hug.
Oh my God. Yeah, even the intern swipe hugging the friggin' the thing in the way here.
Yeah. The violation helps.
Yeah. It's one child of mine being violated, thank you.
For 32,000? Let it happen.
Have you ever really had trouble with being violated?
No, not really. No.
Yeah. All right, well, nice job, brother.
Yeah, you're an incredible trooper.
Oh no, thanks. Nice job by everybody.
Here's the kicker.
Yeah.
We can't pick on you for the rest of the year.
I can.
Are you really going to honestly live up to that? How about we go for a week? Will a week work?
See, he likes it. See, yeah. He won't even try to make it go to the end of the year. All right,
no.
AJ, love you, brother. Nice job.
Love you too, man.
We're just going over the numbers here. We're all blown away here
it's
in
incredible.
The studio. $32,000 raised. From AJ being in a box for 24 hours. Now, why wouldn't we do it for 48 hours next year?
Oh, my God.
A whole weekend. A whole weekend do it.
I listened to the attorneys on here yesterday. It seems like we shouldn't do this anymore. Listen to that podcast and you'll say, oh, this was a bad plan in general.
I thought there'd be a new waiver in here like 5 minutes after they were on. Just to give you some perspective of the numbers, because, you know, you kind of lose sight when the toy drive raises $180,000 or $192,000. The very first year we did this toy drive here at WPLR in 2003, the entire toy drive itself, all the collection, we sold best of CDs, we went around and did events, the whole thing raised $35,000 the first year. So for him to, in 24 hours,
almost
pull
hit
all that together.
Wow.
Imagine how much money he would have made if he did it shirtless. Like I suggested last week. Nobody wanted to listen.
I think we would have lost money on that one. Pretty
that's great.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, that's amazing. And, and kudos to him for not going insane.
Right.
Yeah. Well, when you already are something.
Right.
You can't become anything.
Right.
You stopped by yesterday. Like,
I did.
In the peak of people visiting, right?
Yep, I was there in the 5 o'clock hour. Drew, for some reason, sent all the street team home. So it was literally just Drew.
That's weird.
And so it was Drew and me taking selfies of people with AJ. It was great. It was nonstop people. A lot of people didn't even want to talk to AJ. They just drove up, dropped money off, and took off. I was like, do you want it? And they were gone.
Yeah.
So great.
That makes sense.
Right, right. They're like, we don't want to be bothered with this.
Yeah, so thank you to all those people who came by.
And, you know, fans of the show, we had our new bumper stickers. They took stickers. Like, it was great. It was actually really cool.
And thanks to the media for showing up big time on this one.
Absolutely.
Really, we got coverage everywhere. Channel 3, News 8, Fox 61 showed up. It was great.
And the pizza people. So many pizzas.
Oh, man.
There were boxes of pizzas from, like, every pizza place you could think of. I was like, wow, this is a lot of pizza.
Once I saw the first pizza was coming, you knew the other places were like, we got to get our name out there, too.
Right. Yeah, you look at our Instagram, it's like, this pizza joint. I was like, oh, it's a pizza war.
And then Ashley just feeding off it.
I saw myself.
Yeah, 5 minutes after I posted the Zoy's pizza delivery, there's Ashley at the box.
Very well timed.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the deal with the pizza? Can I have some?
I didn't really ask.
Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
Okay, so it is, I'm going to be topical today. So it's the top five things I overheard while being at AJ in a box yesterday.
All right.
So I was there for 1 hour. So these are five things that either people said to me or I overheard them talking about. Number five. This doesn't seem so bad. He's in a t-shirt. I thought this was going to be more nutty. And I agree. I got there. He was like in the chair in a t-shirt. Like, I thought it was supposed to be cold and this was supposed to be torturous. Like, I don't know. There's a guy in Vegas that lives on a billboard for 3 weeks. This looks like nothing. I was a little disappointed. And then finally at like 6, he like put his coat on. I go, oh, so hard living in this box. Drew was colder than him.
Right. I feel like the people under the tent, the street team had it worse than AJ.
Yeah. So
people bringing him food. He's in.
What I said from last year, it should be no heaters. He shouldn't get heaters. He should just be cold.
No heater, no chair. Have him stand the whole time.
Yeah.
He was the boy in the bubble this year. It's just like they all like cared for him and took care of him.
It seemed better than his house. Yeah. Like, I don't think he had a bad time.
I wonder what the lawyers would think about the no heaters thing.
All right, bro. Well, delete that podcast. Number four, I thought this was really interesting, too. I heard a bunch of people say this. I've never seen what AJ looks like. He looks so different. This blows my mind, considering all the videos, social media, the foot photos he posts. These were people that listen to the show and have never seen what he looks like.
I know. I'm shocked by that. In 2019, you would think, right?
Like we're on everything. Yeah. It's so weird to me.
So many people ask me what they look like all the time. I'm like,
do you say gross?
I say,
no, he just throws up.
Ew. Ew.
But I'll go to an event and no one will be talking to me and I'll think, oh, no one listens here. Right. And then I'll say, you know, I'll introduce myself as host of the show, co-host, and then all people are coming up.
Right.
Well, no one goes on Facebook.
Right. It's really
weird. A lot of people like listening and just imagining their own thing. And you guys are taller, obviously, in their minds.
Taller, nicer looking, all those things.
Younger.
Number three, and this was really more in my head, but wouldn't it be so easy to rob all the money? Like, if you came back at 3 in the morning and Street Pete's asleep and AJ's like dazed, couldn't you just take the money? That's definitely what I thought the whole time.
So the money was being... So we were...
We were transferring it in and out.
Right.
But I don't know.
If you don't know we're transferring it in and out...
Right, you're saying...
We needed one of those stickers, like money is being deposited into a safe.
Yeah.
Or
like one of those boxes where, like, you put it in and, like, you can only access it from, like, the inside of the building or something.
Yeah.
All I could think about were those lawyers, and I'm standing there, and I'm thinking, wait, our thing here at 3 in the morning is literally Street Pete and AJ trapped in this box.
Like, Street Pete's sleeping.
Right, somebody shows up, we're done. The money's gone. It's gone. It's going to, like, Bob's Toy Drive.
I like Boss Keith's Ocean 11 right there. He's like, here's the plan.
Keith, you're not wrong, because that's right? Exactly what happened. I, like, it's not a joke. I went in at 3:30.
And everybody was sleeping?
So I drove my car 10 feet from the tent where they're set up. Pete did not wake up. I get out of my car, walk up to him, take a picture of him sleeping, did not wake up. I'm like, I could have easily just reached over and, like, goodbye, and he would have never known.
Seems like we should have a better system.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you two shouldn't teach criminals what to do next year.
Right. I know.
We should have more meetings about this before we do it the next time.
They raised $32,000, but only ended up with $8. <You're right. laughs>
This is my favorite thing that happened. This is number two. My favorite thing that happened that I heard two people say. It was guy one and guy two. Guy one goes, why doesn't Chaz ever do this stuff? Guy two, he's a pussy. I was so happy. It was the best thing I heard.
And it is the fastest way to get to the answer. Yeah, he's a pussy.
Right.
That's right.
It was good. Yeah. And my number one thing that I overheard while being at AJ in a box, guy comes up to the desk, who are you? I'm Keith. Oh, your segment blows. All right, thanks, buddy.
Please
make a donation.
Ah, we're just getting some information on this AJ in a box that we didn't have earlier, and I'm shocked that AJ didn't share it with us. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, mopping up for another day of broadcasting here on the Mighty PLR. Wraps it up for Friday, November 15th, 2019. You will not hear AJ's voice right now because he is on his way to his bed after enduring 24 hours in a box in the not-so-cold weather, listening to Baby Shark for 24 hours. He raised, with your help, $32,000 for the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive. And whether you donated $1,000 or $2,000 for the tickets, or the tickets from Mohegan Sun, or $5, or the $25 that you won from the workforce, that number is you. Thank you for that. We can't thank you enough. So we're off to a good start with the Chaz and AJ Toy Drive. December 6th at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven. Final thoughts, Ashley?
I would like to thank every single tribe member that gave a donation. Very important. And good job, AJ. And even though he was suffering in the last little bit with Swipe, that was my favorite part.
That really did end
that was amazing.
On a high note. Phil?
The tribe never, ever, ever lets us down. Thank you once again to everybody who donated. And AJ, you did it, brother. I did not think he'd make it past like 11 p.m.
One, I didn't think he'd make it. And two, I thought last year was the first year, so of course we're going to make all the money. This year would be the second year. It wouldn't be quite 25, but it would be whatever.
Right.
So not only did he stay in the box, but he raised more than last year.
Unreal.
Unreal. Nice job,
Massive
AJ.
Hit.
Pat Oates.
Thank you guys for letting me be part of it. It's amazing to be a part of this whole show today. And AJ, that was awesome. I don't think anyone else could have dealt with that. I know Phil would have killed somebody. I would have punched Swipe. There's no way. But you're the man, AJ, and the tribe out there. You guys are amazing for what you did. And thank you for letting me be part of the show, guys. It was great today.
Catch up Bob with a report that something that we didn't know happened as AJ left the box.
Oh, this is bad. I thought you guys were going to cover this big time. First of all, at 7 o'clock, he unplugged his microphone for a few seconds, and then just 20
So what,
minutes
he was
ago,
so pissed at us?
Yeah. And 20 minutes ago, he went to leave. I was trying to get the ketchup packets because he said I could grab them, and then he fell, and he landed on me, so I broke his fall, and his head would have hit the cement.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
surprised you guys didn't even see. Well, they've got video. They must have. Because the chat room said they saw it.
Yeah. All right. So Mamsie just sent me a picture of AJ on the ground.
I'm looking. It is a screenshot, as Bob's saying, from Facebook. I wonder if it's from the live video. I didn't see this happen. But AJ's on the ground, and Bob, you're picking him up.
I was in shock. We all asked him if he was okay. He kept saying, but he didn't. He hit me hard, man, right on my leg.
And this is why we don't let him drive home from this.
No.
Well, it was just like he tripped on something. I don't know what it was.
Probably his flip-flops.
It would be just fitting if it was Swipe, right?
Yes.
He tripped on like Swipe's foot or something.
Or the ketchup packet. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
Tripped on the crocuses.
Hey, I gotta go to a little boys' room, so I'm all done, right?
All right. You're all done, Bob. Thanks, you.
Bob.
Catch up, Bob, for your reports and your support. Chaz and AJ.
Are you on break?
Chaz and AJ.
Rest in peace, Joe Russo.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, my good buddy sit next to me.
Oh, Sean. AJ's right next to you.
He's tired. He's a little banged up. I'm proud of him. He's struggling here, but he's doing a fine job.
What happened with the fall? He didn't tell us about that.
There was like a bum's rush at the door when he was trying to get out, and he had his hands full of everything, and he tripped on the heater. And I think that heater went through the glass. He turned around and kicked it real hard.
Broke his other little toe.
He's a little banged up, but he's okay.
All right, excellent. And thank you for giving him that ride, Sean. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, bro.
Have a good day, guys.
All right.
If he had proper footwear, it wouldn't be such a problem.
Right.
Chaz and AJ.
Swipe and AJ sitting in a tree.
Box.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, great job, everybody. Next year, it's Swipe to the left and Phil to the right.
Back to the top. I like it.
Chaz and AJ.
32 grand raised for kids, and you got to stay in a warm box all day. Hey.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, it's Andre. I was watching a live video. That ketchup dude was kind of like in the middle of the doorway when Adrian's trying to leave. So you kind of like try to go around him.
That ketchup dude.
Yeah, that's why Bob caught his fall. Bob caused his fall.
We're going to have a 30-minute rant on Monday from AJ.
So the door opens. The guy is trying to get out, and Bob is going in to get ketchup packages, which people throw out.
Yeah. And I think he caught his leg on one of the cords or the heaters, because when he got back up, he kicked the heater and he left.
It's amazing.
We bought those heaters to keep them warm, and they almost killed him.
They almost took him out.
AJ gave permission to get ketchup. It's free ketchup, dude. Just grab the ketchup.
Yeah. Right.
Well, he was bum rushing the box to try to get free Monster and free ketchup, and then AJ's like, just get me the hell out of here, and he winds up tripping.
That's what bums do. Bums rush.
Very nice. Thank you, Andre.
Good call.
All right, brother.
Oh, man.
Chaz and AJ.
Please bring me many goats. Please bring me many goats.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey.
Hey.
I used to dress up like a big fat egg and then sit on them and freak them out. Those chickens get really confused.
Chaz and AJ. Chaz and AJ.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Chaz and AJ.
That's the closest AJ ever got to a warm box.
Jesus. That guy's so proud.
Chaz and AJ.
He should be.
AJ was in the box. Good for you.
Chaz and AJ.
Next year, let's put Derek in a box.
Chaz and AJ.
Oh my God.
Hey, good morning.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Chaz, get me back there. I'm ready to come.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.